January 16. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. This is a precious promise from God's Word. Our living God has planned from eternity to give us every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All of us who are redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ have the privilege of claiming these blessings, and then the Lord Himself will teach us how to be qualified for these blessings. First of all, we have to believe that this is the Word of God and not man's word, and it is meant for all of us and not just for the apostles or God's servants. These words are meant for all those who believe in the Lord. Howsoever foolish, weak and ugly you may be, if you can truthfully say that you are redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have every right to claim that promise. That is how we can enjoy all the spiritual blessings, because unto Him you're very precious. Because the Lord Jesus Christ bought us with His blood, we have become more precious to Him than the angels or heavenly beings. So by thanking Him for such love and salvation, we understand more and more how to enjoy all spiritual blessings, and that is why we find the Apostle Paul thanking the Lord on behalf of the Ephesian believers. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, Ephesians 1:16. That is the very first thing we should learn, to go on thanking God. We can begin every day in the same way. Yes, Lord, even though I am weak and foolish, worthless and useless, in thy sight I am very precious because of thy precious blood, and that is why I thank thee. Secondly, we should learn to seek God's face even for small matters by prayer. In Colossians 4:2, Paul exhorts the believers to continue in prayer. In Ephesians 6:19 also we have the same thought. Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Thirdly, we have to go on claiming divine wisdom to understand divine mysteries. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Ephesians 1:17. Fourthly, we need to have our blind eyes opened. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Ephesians 1:18. To understand heavenly things we need heavenly vision, and that is why we have to pray, Lord, open my eyes and let me see more and more from thy wondrous word. The mysteries hidden from the wise and prudent will be revealed to babes, that means, those who have simple faith. We can dig deeply into God's word and always find something new. It is the word of God and not man's word. It is like a very deep mine of gold. We have to go very deep into God's word. Then we will be able to enjoy all blessings in heavenly places.